Hey, everybody out there. Welcome back for another episode of Veterans Unite Podcast. This is the first interview show that we've done in quite some time. So, hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm glad to be here. I've got a great guest on the line today, Miss Carolyn Martin. She is competing in a contest called Miss Veteran America. And it's not a beauty contest like most people think of when they hear a contest of that name, but it's more of an advocacy program. And she's got a great cause that she's advocating for. So we will get into that in just a moment, but I do want to give y'all an update on something right quick. If you watched our show on Sunday, you would have seen something like this message popping up on your screen right now. And basically, if you want to be notified anytime one of these episodes come up, when anytime we're going live with the show, or just any other updates that we've got, you can join our community and receive a text message. And all you have to do is text JOIN to 713-929-2983 and fill out a little bit of information about yourself, and then hit send. You'll get when you hit join, you'll get a text back, which gives you a link that you have to click on. Fill out some basic info, just name, age, sex, that's it. And that's it. Then you're part of the community. And anytime I'm going live with a show, I send out a message sometime during the day about it, and you will be notified when we're doing this. So check it out. It's a cool new feature that we're offering. It goes straight to me. I see if you text me, I see it there. When I send a text out, it's me sending it. So it's not like some weird automated message system that's going out there, except for when you text join and you get the reply. That's automated. Everything after that is on me. So check it out. It's an exciting new feature that we're adding to the show, and I hope everybody enjoys it. But for now, that's pretty much it for the updates. So tonight, like I said, we've got Miss Carolyn Martin on the show. And Carolyn, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. We had a little bit of a delay on getting things started, and it kind of scared the crap out of me, I'll be honest. Because I'm like, all right, cool, we're starting at 7, and then nothing. I'm like, oh, crap, what happened? But fortunately, we just had some slight timing issues. We were able to get things resolved, and here we are. So, Carolyn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a United States Marine Corps veteran. I served from 2007 to 2012. I did one forward deployment to Japan in MCAS Iwakuni, and then I did one tour in Afghanistan in 2011. I currently have an undergrad in psychology. I hold a cosmetology license in both California and Texas, and I also have my master's in social work. For an actual job, I guess, I'm an adult probation officer in Fort Worth, Texas, and I specifically deal with DWIs, any type of alcohol monitoring. And then outside of that, I work with 10 plus nonprofits, veteran nonprofits across DFW, some of which are the largest in the nation. And then I am married to my wonderful husband, who is also a Marine veteran, and I have 2 children that are 4 and 5.
Awesome. And sorry about that. So when you were in the service, you're a Marine, but what was it that you did?
I was in the technical term is an aviation hydraulic structural mechanic. The MOS code is 6072. That's since been eliminated and it's merged to 6073. But what we're known as ground support equipment. So any equipment that attaches to the aircraft, whether it's rotary or fixed wing, I was responsible for working on and make sure it was up and running, because without that gear, aircraft can't run.
Very good. And again, how many years were you in?
5.5.
5.5. And so when did you join?
In 2007. I was only 17.
Oh, wow. So did you have to get the whole special waiver to get in and all that?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm originally from Corsicana, Texas, and I was only in high school for 3 years. Since I graduated early, my parents had to sign. Of course, when we went to the recruiter's office, they were at that time all lined together, and my father said he would only sign for the Marine Corps. Whether that was true or not, I'll never know. But one of my reasons for picking the Marine Corps was that, and then also it was only the branch at the time that didn't require females to cut their hair. Although I wasn't at all, I was very tomboyish growing up, but my hair was important to me. So, and then honestly, that is the only recruiter that contacted me back first. And so then that's what I went with. And yes, they both had a sign. I was in boot camp at 17 years old.
Oh, wow. So going in at 17, I mean, most people are still trying to figure out what they're gonna, do over the course of the weekend and have parties and whatnot. But I mean, what basically at 17 years old, what prompted you to go in?
So, I grew up in a pretty traumatic childhood. I was severely abused emotionally, physically, sexually. And by the time I was out of high school, that was kind of my whole drive to graduate early, is because in the state of Texas, at 17, you're considered an adult, and especially if you graduate high school. Then I had no obligation to be considered like a runaway or anything. And at that point in my life, I just needed to survive. I never had any stable type of home, and I was constantly like with CPS and as a child. So it was pretty difficult. And then by that time, I had a full scholarship to college and I was trying to do that, but I didn't have a stable home. More like, I was homeless. And I knew that I wasn't either going to survive or make it if I didn't leave that town. And so I decided to leave and I never went back.
Wow. So, and that could, I mean, one, that's a horrible thing to have to deal with and go through at such a young age. But how did going from that and into the military, how did that, I mean, change you in a sense?
So it gave me a home, most importantly, even if it was boot camp, it was better than my circumstances. It gave me the stability, the responsibility I needed. I had never been in trouble as a child, so I can't say like I received or learned discipline, more strict discipline, I guess, because I was pretty disciplined as a child and kind of learned from my environment. And it really helped me grow into the person I am, the woman I am today, even though the Marine Corps had its good, bad, and ugly, I guess.
Right. And so that being said, let's move into the contest that you're in. I'm actually kind of leery to even call it a contest, but and I don't mean it in a bad way. It's just, how would you describe what you're doing?
So the Miss Veteran America competition was created by Final Salute Incorporated. They are a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide safe and suitable housing for homeless female veterans and their children. There are over 60% places in the nation that will provide services for homeless female veterans, but will not provide them for their children. And or if they do, there's restrictions or there were safety concerns. And Final Salute separates itself in being able to provide both. I found this and got kind of involved because the statistic currently on any given day, 55,000 women are homeless, or homeless veterans are on the streets. And to me, that's unacceptable. What Final Salute has, or part of their slogan is that homeless veteran or homeless woman veteran unacceptable. So when I saw the competition, I didn't really know like what it was or what it consisted of. And I found out about Final Salute Incorporated, who was created by Jazz Booth. And she was actually a officer in the Army, and she was homeless after she was honorably discharged. And so she created this organization, and then with Miss Veteran America, the competition, I mean, yes, we're competing against each other, and I am one of the top 25 finalists, but ultimately we are also helping each other. So we compete advocating for Final Salute, advocating for Miss Veteran America, mainly our homeless female veterans, raising money, getting out there and telling people about the statistics, educating, using social media platforms. And as we're raising money, we're really raising it together. We're supporting each other. We do have our own private group to kind of help each other because During this pandemic, it has been very trying times. We are the first group to have to do this virtually, but that is what we're competing to do is, even though we're helping each other, that we're competing to be the face of Final Salute Incorporated as an advocate to support their efforts and their mission.
Okay. Yeah, I was going through one of the profiles that you had set up, I think, for the competition. And I saw on there where one of the girls is making face masks.
Yes.
And I think it's got the Final Salute logo on it and everything. Mm-hmm. And you're saying how, even though, yes, we are technically competing against each other, we're doing it for a common cause. And so please, if you need masks, consider these. And so I thought that was kind of cool that y'all would mesh like that, you know, mm-hmm. And it's not like a stab each other in the back or something, you know, like, oh, I'm going to win.
No, but, yeah. When she made them, and then what we do is honestly, we also then turn around and steal each other's ideas. She sold out of those. And so now my product site has t-shirts, tank tops, and masks as well. And I just provided two different types of a mask with two different images based on whether you want it as a female or male, whichever one you want to wear.
Okay. And so since you just mentioned the products, is that all the proceeds from that go to the competition, or how does that work?
Correct. Coincidentally, with all the networking and the amazing people I work with here in DFW, I was connected with Underground Threads. And what they do is they actually set you up a store. You make the name of the store. And mine's called the Salty Shop of Care-A-Lot. Salty is a term that only Marines use. And then, you know, civilians will be like, no, everybody uses salty. It means, you know, oh, he or she's got a salty attitude. And that's not at all what it means for us. And then I was called Care Bear as a child. And if anybody's a fan of Care Bears, they're from Care-A-Lot. So I just pretty much used my name. And so what happens is then we upload, I design the products with the logos however I want. And I'll be honest, I didn't know the first thing about doing that. So a Marine I was served with in ground support equipment, Fred from Vivid Prints, mm-hmm. He does shirts and he actually turned around and helped me design all the products. And then people go on and that way I don't have to like buy a bunch of shirts and it's out of pocket for me and then hope I sell them. I create the products and the consumer goes on, you shop just like you're online and it costs nothing up front and all the proceeds go to Final Salute.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So now I also see that you're part of something called Valor Ranch. Yes. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So Valor Ranch is also, their mission is to provide a shelter for homeless females. In this case specifically, I know some veterans have seen or heard about the little veteran communities that have been built throughout the nation with their little like individual cottages that are almost kind of like just a one bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. And so right now Valor Ranch is way out in the middle of nowhere and she's got three or four cottages. And so what she'll do is she'll bring homeless female veterans in and they'll start going through, it's almost like transitional housing, but for homeless female veterans and they're really nice cottages. So I not only do I spread advocacy and awareness on that, mm-hmm. but I was out there participating myself, my family, other military members that I'm close with and their families. We were out there decorating the cottages, building the stairs and getting them ready for what Valor Ranch calls Sheroes.
Nice. But now Valor Ranch is not part of the whole Final Salute. That was a weird sound. I don't know if you heard that on your end.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, Valor Ranch and Final Salute, totally separate things, correct?
Correct. Yes, they are totally separate things.
Okay. Do you hear that weird noise?
I do.
I have no idea where that's coming from. Sorry, it drives me nuts when I hear little things. Yeah, but anyways, now, one of the things that I did notice, because at looking into you, I noticed that you have a lot of videos, because video is quite honestly one of the best ways to get messages out. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I notice in most of your videos is that you have a very positive outlook on things. So the question is, where does all that come from?
The trauma that I faced as a child and then the military cause, I don't know, pretty much some pretty severe mental health damage. And once I got treatment, then it pretty much saved my life. And so from that point forward, I told myself that I wouldn't stop giving back. In my given situation, I had my own dog and then Next Up Service Dogs in San Diego, California trained both of us. And so we're both, I'm a certified handler and he's my service dog. They came to, one of the members came to Fort Worth to give Air Power Foundation like a thank you plaque for a grant. And since I was here, they asked me just to come be there for the board meeting so the board could see a recipient of their services, because it's 100% free. And it's one of the very like few that will train a dog that someone, a veteran already has, as long as they meet the temperament criteria and I have a English chocolate lab. So I got sucked into the board. They asked me about my story on the spot. I told them the best that, you know, like I could. At that time, though, I honestly was still suicidal and had severe suicidal ideations, but they had asked me to come speak at Star Power, which launches Skyball for them. And it's a multi-million dollar fundraiser each year that they put on, which is how they provide those grants to those different company or organizations. So I spoke for the first time, and the CEO of Recovery Resource Council, which is up here in Fort Worth, handed me his business card. I reached out to him because at that point, I already told myself that if I just commit suicide now, my children are young enough that they'll be okay, because I personally know what it's like to have to be deal with somebody in your family or somebody close commit suicide more than once. And so I just told myself that they wouldn't hurt as bad, but they didn't deserve to have a mom that wasn't mentally stable. But the fighter in me and the survivor in me called Eric Niedermeyer, the CEO of Recovery Resource Council. He told me about veteran services. I received EMDR treatment there. It's a pretty extensive and deep treatment, and it's very difficult, but it's very successful. And so it just changed my life, and I'm an ambassador for Air Power Foundation. I continue to speak each year, and each year I do something different. I try to take it one step further in what I do for myself, my family, and the community, especially veterans. And I got the honor to speak in front of Taya Kyle, and she kind of intercepted me after one of my speeches and told me that the reason why I can't explain how this all laid out and happened the way it did is because it was divine intervention. So Taya and Kyle have become very good friends, and I love her to death. But so I've dedicated myself to veteran nonprofits, veterans in general, and in social work, providing those resources, because it became a niche for me, and giving back just really, really like fills my heart. I'll be honest, I literally put everybody else before myself, and that's not healthy sometimes, and it can be toxic, but I just wouldn't have it any other way. It really provides me that happiness that I need to wake up each day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it's on my side, the mic. Where's my mic? Sorry. But yeah, I know there's been times where me doing the show, you know, my wife has mentioned a few times that, you know, it takes away from family time and all that. But same time, the messages that we get out doing these shows is insanely important. And like you said, you know, sometimes you can't explain what happens. It's almost like divine intervention. You know, one event happens that introduces you to all these people, and next thing you know, you're helping hopefully thousands of people all over the country, if not more. So yeah, that's really cool on that end. Now, there was one thing I wanted to have you do before we start getting closer towards the end of the show. And I want to make sure that, are there any social media links that you want to get out there, either for yourself or Final Salute, Miss Veteran America?
So Final Salute does have a Facebook. You just simply search for Final Salute, Inc., INC. They also have a Twitter and or well, I guess they both have, Misfit America and Final Salute Incorporated both have Twitter and Facebook, and it's exactly as it sounds, Final Salute Inc. and then at Misfit America, that will pop up both of those main pages. My personally, we're required to run pages, and my handle for both of them is at Carolyn, K-A-R-A-L-Y-N-M for Martin, 4MVA 2020. It's long, but that's all they have put us, and I just happen to have a long name. Those are the two pages that I run, where everyone can follow, support, share the fundraiser, and to see what else is, and learn more about the advocacy and what we're all doing. And that's why, I started doing videos, because that seems to catch more people, and others don't understand is that, like, in this pandemic, we all understand that people can't always donate. But so the biggest impact that I've seen is that all it takes is for one person to share it. And then I had 4 donations, $5, $10. So sharing it like over and over again, really, I get to see where it reaches. And just today, one post literally went in 4 different corners of the nation, whether it received donations or not. But to me, the advocacy is there. We're going to raise the money for Final Salute, but letting other people know how severe this is. Because homeless females are the fastest growing population of all homeless segments. And no one deserves to be homeless. Absolutely not. But we are advocating for this specific group. And these women have served their country, and they don't deserve this. I mean, the factors that lead to them becoming homeless a lot of times are them trying to survive, or not, because no one chooses to be homeless, but a lot of them have to do with domestic violence or inequality in benefits. And so that's those were to follow it and learn more about it on Facebook and Twitter.
Very good. Yeah, one of the things that I think a lot of people miss out on with the concept of online donations is that one person doesn't have to give $100 or $1,000. But if you can get a couple hundred people to donate $1, $2, $5, I mean, that can go a long way to quickly building up those cash reserves that different organizations need, that different charities, entities, whatever. And it doesn't take much. I mean, just $1, you know, what's that going to hurt most people, you know? And all you've got to do is just donate it. And if one person donates, then another person sees, oh, well, hey, you know, Fred over there, he donated $1. So sure, I can do that too, you know? So it doesn't take a lot. You don't have to, you know, go out of your way and break the bank, you know, but just a couple bucks with enough people doing it can really move a cause forward, you know. And now there is one question that I like to ask people as we get towards the end, and that is there one question that I haven't asked you but should have?
There's probably a lot, because I probably talk a lot about how important this is, but most importantly, I want others to know that some viewers are still looking at this as like a beauty pageant or competition, and it's not that. So no one's asked me yet, why do I want to be Miss Veteran America? So my answer to that would be that I want to be an active advocate. I want to be the active advocate for Final Salute Incorporated and their efforts to assist homeless female veterans. I know what it's like to endure many of the factors that cause that homelessness, and I've never been more determined in one specific category for veterans than I have now. And I insist on being part of that change now that I know the statistics. And I know that with my background, my connections, my networking, that I possess the qualities that Final Salute Incorporated need to have in the person who's going to represent them as Miss Veteran America for 2020. And I want that more than ever. To give back.
Okay. So now here's a question. How's the voting? How's the judging? How does all that work?
So there are additional awards that they're going to be looking at. And as you were talking about fundraising, they, you know, they're looking at that. They're looking at us doing interviews like this, which is part of our advocacy. They're really looking at who's dedicated to doing this. Unfortunately, it's not the people's vote. It is a board of female veterans, one from each branch, and then to include the Jazz Booth, the CEO, and others, you know, behind the scenes. For example, we're talking about fundraising. One of my competitors and our fellow finalists, Sisters in Arms, raised $10,000 in 30 days from becoming a finalist. And wow. That's simply just because she went live every week and just, I guess, somehow shared her fundraiser. This is all new to me with this virtual stuff. So coming and following, having, you know, followers, people sharing stuff, the fundraising they're looking at us doing this. Ultimately, though, what we have to do is a talent. We all had to do a lip sync, and for this portion virtually, then we had to have it videotaped in front of a green screen, and then they alter it, and then we also have to walk in our uniformed purple dress with combat boots, and then our evening gowns. That will be all aired live. Even though it's pre-recorded, it'll be aired live for nationals on October 11th, and then nationally, which tickets are on sale, by the way. Those links are also on my pages. And I do believe they start at $25. And the reason why a lot of fundraising you'll see for Final Salute for $25 is because it only takes $25 to house a homeless female veteran and provide her with all of the essential services that she needs, to include clothing, case management, shelter, everything. It's $25 a night. So I believe that's what the tickets start out of, and it'll be virtual. So they'll be able to log in and watch us live. And we'll be asked 5 questions and then a bonus question. And then they'll announce the top 3 and they'll narrow it down for the nation to see who is the next Miss Veteran America.
Wow. Okay. So you're in the top 25. At what point do they cut it down further than that? Is that when the show airs or beforehand?
October 11th. Will be cut down to 3, and then you'll find out who's the first and second runner up, and then who's the queen for the year.
Okay, so if someone wanted to donate in your how can people support you directly?
So supporting me directly, my fundraiser specifically is pinned to the top of my Facebook page, that at Carolyn M for NBA 2020. There's also links on there for the products that I created, so that you can get into that store, the shop, Salty Shop of Carolot. And then I also have created challenge coins, and I love them to death. And I'm really proud of them, and the company Still Serving Promos who designed them for me or helped me design them. And so I'm also selling those as well. And I pay for the postage and to get them out no matter where you're at in the nation or the world.
Okay. Now, I will say this, folks. Aside from the really annoying chatter, I'm getting off my mic for some sudden reason. I did look at those challenge coins online, and they are pretty cool looking. So you definitely need to check that out. I will make sure that I've got all the links for your pages in the show notes. So hopefully those will, depending on what podcast player you're listening to, because once this show's over, this show will become a podcast and then go out over the podcast networks. And I apologize greatly for this. I don't know where this sudden sound is coming from, but it's driving me nuts. But so once again, if you guys want to support her, follow her, find her on Facebook. The links, actually, I tell you what, give me half a second here, and I think I can add one of those up onto the screen here. But I know we've already covered everything that we had some questions that we'd previously worked out, but is there anything else that you've got going on that you want the world to know about?
So as I've shared a little bit about my battle with suicide and my I beat it, so I'm like going blank on the term I guess I'm looking for, is that one Marine saw a video where I was publicly speaking for the year to launch Skyball. Long story short, reached out, said he felt like he was going through the same thing, felt empowered by what I was doing. And I said, hey, it doesn't matter where you're at. What can I do for you? How can I help you? This is what networking looks like, is to be able to have those connections nationwide. And he said, I miss that camaraderie. I miss that brotherhood. I was in a very male dominated job, obviously, as a hydraulic mechanic. And so I decided to create a reunion, and I thought it was going to be about, like, I don't know, 10 of us, and we'd all meet up somewhere centrally and we would just meet up. That turned into a full blown reunion, and that is happening next weekend. It did get pushed back by COVID, but we are going forth with it because now more than ever, these Marines need it. And so it is specific to my MOS. It's just ground support equipment Marines, and they're plus one, two, three, whatever. 22 Kill is on board with us, providing clinical suicide prevention. We'll have different surprise stuff for them that will be really fun, and to have fun like Marines, but it'll also provide a lot of resources, networking, bringing that camaraderie back together. Air Power Foundation gave me a $15,000 grant that I routed through Metroplex Marines. Then 22 Kill came on board and said, hey, we'll help with the suicide part of it. Operation Red, White, and Blue came on board and said, hey, I'll help you in any way you need. It was just ran by Dr. Kelly Martin. Then Midlow Armament, which is he's also a GSE Marine, and he's an entrepreneur. He owns that he's an arms dealer. That's his company. So, I mean, all of us, especially Marines, we're gun enthusiasts. He's jumped on, and I wouldn't be here. I'll tell you right now, I've quit. I would have quit the competition. I would have quit this reunion if it wasn't for his help. So I would definitely, you know, to promote him as well, check out his site is Midlow Armament, for all your weapons and gun needs. He's got great deals. He's definitely carried me through this. And so that was part of networking with this reunion, but this is something else that I've done, and it's actually overlapping with my deadline for Miss Veteran America's requirements, the reunion, what I do for work in the legal system. And, I mean, there's a whole long list of other people that have helped. The Air Power Council has supported both journeys and both things that I have going on. So I think, and then like I mentioned earlier, Vivid Prints. So we're providing everything free. We're feeding them. We discounted the hotels. The council, Air Power Council, helped us fly in Marines that couldn't afford to. And so that's what I'm still working on that end, because suicide is always going to be the core part of what means the most, because the statistics, even though it still says 22, it's actually increasing daily. And I want to be a part of that change too. It's got to stop. If I can survive and I can be here, everybody, they all deserve to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I was hoping by switching over to a different mic, it would have gotten rid of this little background chatter. Unfortunately, it didn't. But all right, well, let's go ahead and I know you just did kind of a final words moment there, but one of the things I would like to say is thank you very much for coming on the show. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I'll be honest, I had no idea that the veteran female homelessness thing was even a thing. I don't know if it, maybe my male mindset just doesn't think of women as being homeless, but I had no idea. So obviously, yes, it's a very big deal out there, folks. And just like, I mean, veteran homelessness, homelessness in general, we need to do what we can to help stop it and get people off the streets. But this, if you're looking for a champion or a cause to champion, this is a good one for you guys to go for. So as you can see on the screen, I put up her Facebook profile name. So just look for her at Carolyn M4MVA 2020 on Facebook, and you can find her profile for the competition. And as she's saying, she's got all the links in there. I'm going to put the links out with the show notes, and that's pretty much it. We're going to call that a wrap for the night, guys. Carolyn, I appreciate you coming on. I apologize for some of my technical difficulties. And I hope that it doesn't come through too strongly when it gets released as a podcast. But anyways, thank this will be going out for that. Not a problem. It was my pleasure.
I appreciate it.
And you got any final parting words?
I mainly just thank you. I think this has been a really, my eyes did get watery. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I still wear my heart on my sleeve. This has been a big challenge for me to show my vulnerability, because this has been who I've been for a long time. And I've never had to like push it publicly and be like shaking hands and holding babies type situation, because this is just who I am. I do this. And then I get to talking about it and how important it is. And it does bring up, you know, some of the core reasons that I do it, but it's people like you that allow us to share our stories, whether it's personal or what we're working on, to spread awareness and advocate. And I just want to thank you so much for having me on here and allowing me to share my story and advocate for our homeless female veterans tonight.
Absolutely. Again, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on. Everyone watching this on Facebook right now, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, once the video's over, share it out to your network, share it out to your friends. You know, let's spread the message of what these folks are trying to do with Final Salute Inc., with the Veteran Miss America contest. And also, if anyone's in the pretty much Texas area in general, I encourage you to look up the Valor Ranch, if that's all right, because yes, that sounds like an awesome program she's got going on up there. But yes, in the meantime,
and for volunteers,
there you go. So in the meantime, folks, I appreciate y'all stopping by. Thank you very much. I'm going to get out of here and hopefully get this audio things resolved for the next show. But Facebook, thank you. We'll see you later. Love you. Next time.